What's the noise that helps you fall asleep, puts you at ease, gives you a moment of zen? 314-969-1065. Brando was doing crafts with his kids the other day and had to cut some paper, and he was explaining how therapeutic it was.
It was the weirdest thing. Like, I was just... Owen asked me to cut some stuff out for him, and so I'm sitting there cutting, and then next thing I know, I'm, like, really getting into, like, cutting and doing a really... really good job, not necessarily what was required of me. And I think it was, I was just enjoying like that feeling of cutting.
Listen to this.
Paper.
That is a nice sound.
Right? Yeah. And just that feeling of cutting like that good construction paper. Try it today.
There is a YouTube channel. That's where I found that. There's a YouTube channel where it's a person who uses all different types of scissors. That were those.
Whoa,
those were those big black handle, all metal scissors that, ooh, as they call them, the heavy scissors.
Yeah, those
and
are
that
good.
Was cutting through construction paper, and they talk about how therapeutic it is. Have you ever heard of ASMR? ASMR.
Oh yeah. Yes,
it's
yes.
The people who whisper.
Tonight I wanted to do something very old school.
I don't like it.
Something cozy.
Simple. So we're going to do just a simple.
I don't like it.
They say
it's
that like that is. Ear. They say that that is very calming and relaxing to a lot of people. And then there's our boss.
Oh, that sound. That is very calming and relaxing.
Who explained to us yesterday his fascination with the sound of water?
Huh.
And it's not the running water. It's not the water hitting the water. It's the sound of the water in the pipes.
Oh. That's what I'm saying.
It's that noise that makes me fall asleep.
Oh, my God. You love my kitchen.
Oh, it would probably put me to sleep. Because I think...
You look narcoleptic. Like, you'd fall right in the middle of my kitchen.
But I think it's because when I was a little boy, and I'd stay at my dad's house, and when he would take a shower in the morning, I'd hear that running water, that noise, mm-hmm, and it would put me into the deepest sleep. Because I'd wake up, I'd hear him wake up. Cause
and you're like, I don't have to get up for another 2 hours, boom.
Yep, and it would just knock me out. And so still to this day, I keep this bookmarked on my phone. Running a nice hot bath.
Cassidy, what is it for you? I know you've had difficulty falling asleep. A buddy of mine uses a sound machine. He's got to plug it in to just play white noise.
Yeah, I use the white noise to block out other sounds because I'm a really light sleeper. But I would say, like, if I could think of what would be the most relaxing, it would be the sound of nature because we went camping a lot as a kid. So kind of the
birds chirping, that kind
crickets,
of thing.
Crickets, the wind blowing through the trees.
Yeah.
That would be my sound for sure.
Abby, what do you use to cover up your husband snoring?
I use a noise machine, much like Cassidy. It plays nature sounds, but I fall asleep to the rain sound. It puts me right out.
Do you like any, like the thunderstorm noises or just the rain?
It's a light shower.
No, I use the thunderstorm because the thunder helps keep my dogs kind of quiet too.
Oh, nice. That's surprising. Normally yeah, when thunder comes out, they're going nuts.
You must have your set at tornado.
I keep it at like medium volume, but yeah, when the fiance starts snoring real bad, I just have to have it on.
That's right. Mixed in with all those nature sounds, then it sounds like a bear is attacking everything
in
the
woods. Yeah, just put a pillow over his face.